Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural marketing and planning meeting on Monday, February 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Johannic Civic Center in Kokomo, Indiana. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9.64, up 9 on the open May, 9.73, up 9. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9.22, up 13 on the open May, 9.33, up 9.5. July, 8.65, up 5.5. September, 8.72, up 10. December, 8.86, up 10. March of 2009, 8.92, up 6. And July of 2009, 8.52, up 9.5 on the open. March corn opened at 4.98.5, up 9.25 on the open. May, 5.11, up 9.75. July, 5.19, up 9. September, 5.14, up 9.25. December, 5.10.5, up 8. March, 5.13.75, up 5.75. May, 5.21, up 10. And December of 2009, 4.89. Up 5 on the open. March beans opened at 12.50, up 19.5 on the open. May, 12.68, up 19. Take it out to November, 12.32, up 17 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3.37, up 4.80 on the open. May, 3.43.50, up 5.50. March soybean oil opened at 52.27, up 59 on the open. January feeders opened at 98.60, down 20 on the open. February live cattle, 90.90, down 22.5 on the open. February lean hogs, 56.60, up 60 on the open. And February bellies, 84.90, up 27.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, here we are, exactly back where we started Tuesday.
Yes, exactly right. And yet a lot has happened. And I think the mental victory and the psychological victory, if we can, you know, keep these price levels or even get a little bit more distance away from those key chart trend lines that we were able to regain yesterday, I think the victory will probably go to the long and probably go towards the commodity trading funds who don't need to let go of any more like they did in the outside markets a few weeks back when they broke their trend lines.
I think that as I look at the charts and look at harvest month beans and harvest month corn, it's been an impressive comeback this week from earlier in the week. But we'd like to see some settlements above the 10-day moving average.
Yeah, we would. And then we'd also like to see the wheat in leadership position. And we've got that right now. And that's even amongst a little bit more bearish rhetoric coming out of Chicago these last couple days. I think maybe the IGC numbers, but more importantly, maybe the Argentine potential for exports coming out on wheat in the middle part of the week turned the psychology maybe a little bit softer towards wheat here in the short term, but it's performing very nicely, and it's bumping up in the March up against its 10-day moving average, actually being able to get a little bit over it now. That's around 926.5 on the composite chart. And, you know, although short term the traders may not like wheat, I think longer term, medium term, we really like wheat. And if we get a chance to buy more, you know, sub 850 in the July, we'd probably be recommending that pretty handily.
Traders taking the word of one of the leading industry folks on the trade side there in Argentina and not the official government, though.
Yeah, I think that's probably right, and that's probably the line you cross is who do you believe at this point. But, you know, I think when you look at the, take a step back on this trend line in corn and beans being able to get regained as support and recovered as support. There were some pretty powerful fundamentals that came out, you know, just along the Wednesday night, Thursday morning timeline, and that was the Argentine Grains Exchange cutting their yield estimate, or at least one of their analysts cutting their yield estimate for corn 15% to 20%, beans 5%. You know, the stimulus package economically, the bond bailout in the outside markets that came across the wires Wednesday afternoon that turned the stock market around over 400 points. And then I think also, and probably most importantly, is that China GDP number came out yesterday morning at 11.4%. That showed the world market, we believe, that the global demand hadn't been mortally wounded. And up until that point, you read every financial paper for the past week, and the Fed was jumping in, and the government, Congress was stepping in, and it seemed like everyone was worried that the global demand had been mortally wounded. And I think China's GDP number kind of shook that all out and said, no, they're still running hot, and they're even trying to cool their economy. So I think that was, those were new fundamentals the market had not priced in terms of risk premium, and that's, I think, probably the majority of why we were able to recoup those trend lines like we were able to.
Let's look at some particulars and look at the November bean and December corn charts, and let me ask you this. Are these week's lows, for example, in the November beans, I believe the week low is at 11.62¾. Do this put a new floor, a new level of support in your mindset for future sales and future price action?
I think it does for the next 60 days, Dave, and maybe I tighten that up to 30 days. I think one of the things that Chicago is really hot and heavy on right now is the Congressional Budget Office numbers for new crop corn, beans, and wheat acres were released. They're in Chicago and being looked at, and they came in at 87.8 million for the corn, right at 70.3 for the beans. Beans, not a shocker, but the corn is way down from probably what the trade was trading, especially with Informa coming out last week at 90. And, you know, we had talked about that. The Congressional Budget Office numbers look a lot like ours in that the wheat number is 63.5 versus Informa's 59.25. And so our numbers and the Congressional Budget Offices are very, very similar, within a half million acres. And I think that if this market takes those acres at face value, you don't now have enough corn acres, and you don't now want to lose any more bean acres at all. And so I think the acreage battle kind of got stalled out here in amongst the outside markets and the global demand, and the idea that, well, if global demand's gone down, we don't need as many acres, and therefore we don't need an acreage battle. I suspect that's going to resurrect itself here. We'll see how we close out the day. I think those trend lines are still absolutely crucial going into the end of the week here and the end of the day, that 1220, 1222 level in March beans, at 490, to 491 level in March corn, absolutely crucial that we hold these and get even some distance from them.
So what's the trader to do? Trying to put aside the high feelings of anxiety in the moment of this week, what is your best course of action, and what have you been talking to your people about?
Well, we're trying to take the fundamentals and technicals at face value right now, because the whipsaw market action of the trade would suggest that the trade does not have a lot factored in right now, that every piece of information that comes to the trade, they then have to factor it in. So the trade is very skittish right now, and that would say to us that they don't have a lot of bearing on where these prices are headed. And so our mindset has been, when the market broke on Wednesday, just do catch-up sales at this point. Get caught up. Buy your calls right away because the market broke. Get caught up on the 08 sales. Don't make any new sales for those of you who are already a third on corn and third on beans and new crop. Just hang in there and look at the medium term. We would still recommend that. I think one of the most important things maybe to do immediately would be, since the April crude did break above a downtrending resistance line of just under $89, we're telling our clients as of yesterday's daily email, go ahead and book your fuel needs for spring, book your diesel, and get that done now, because you've broken a line that's been in place for about 2 weeks. Between that and the gold and all this stimulus, I think maybe the crude oil for the short term has found some support. Maybe it's not going to go straight back up to $100 a barrel, but the downside now we think is pretty limited, Dave. So we were talking about holding off on booking fuel needs during our seminars until that line got penetrated, or if we would get down closer to $85 in front-end futures. We got down around $86.10, $86.50, and we seem to have bounced here. So I think that's probably first thing to do. As for the grains, I think, you know, holding an even keel here, getting caught up on 08 sales is plenty good right now, and then look for the upper end of our trajectories to maybe make some more sales.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City at 974, up 19. July, 934, up 19.5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 932, up 23. July, 873, up 13.5. March corn, 496, up 6.75. July, 516.5, up 6.5. December, 509, up 6.5. March beans, 1242.5, up 12. July, 1277.5, up 13.75. November, 1230, up 15. March soybean meal, 335.50, up 330. March soybean oil, 52.10, up 42. Ed Kieser tells us for his two-state forecast today in northwestern, north-central, and west-central Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers. Elsewhere, increasing cloudiness and highs of 18 to 31 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.